guidance in life. We now moved our couples back in with us, switching things around a little bit. And so it's good to have all the couples and good to have you with today. And talk about guidance in our lives. We've been on this for a pretty good amount of time, how to find guide decisions, know what God wants you to do, how to be guided by the Lord and not in a chaos and random in life, wondering what you should do and walking in darkness, as the Bible calls. Christians should not walk in darkness, but should walk in light. And I'm excited about this lesson today. My wife, I'm really excited about it. She asked me what I was teaching on. I told her, well, the Bible. And I never tell anybody what I'm going to preach on. So I told her, you'll find out tomorrow. And Proverbs chapter 1, about being guided by a way. Guided by a way. Proverbs chapter 1, start of verse 10. If sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come, let us, or come with us, let us lay our blood, let us work privily, even sin without cause. Let us swallow them up as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk not in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. For their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain they spread in the sight of it, and they lay wait for their own blood, and they lurk for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Guided by a way, let's pray together. As we teach this Bible lesson in our Sunday school hour, Father, I pray that please help us, Lord, to get this thought that's so prevalent here in Proverbs especially, and it's a lot in Psalms and other books, Lord. I just pray now that you give me wisdom and we would see, understand the ways of our lives, ways in a direction. And I pray that you'd please speak to us, Father, and give us guidance in your scripture. Blessed who've come today and speak to us now. Precious word, we need it. We need your word, your spirit. We need you, Father, for what we're here for. And we pray this now in Jesus' name. Amen. As a father here, Solomon teaches his son, there's a group of people that try to get you and come be with us, let us go rob people, let us go do these. And he's trying to teach them, his son, what that crowd will be like. And one of the things that you knew is he actually wrote to his son. I think it would be wise to write your children and just say, I want to just teach you some things. It's wise to definitely sit down. It is amazing when parents quit working with their children, the parents and children work together generally in whatever the family was, a farm or a store, whatever they did before child labor, that you wouldn't let your family members work for you, and before we all got to our kids can't go to us with us. Kids and parents spend so much time that they really were able to instill what was right and wrong. And change with the greatest generation, baby boomers, they didn't quite so much their kids with them. And that's why the baby boomers turned out so bad. Their parents taught them. And then that generation was so foolish, the generation before that a generation rose up, the children, and said, tell us what life's supposed to be like, how we should live and dress and act. And so the generation taught the older generation, which is uncle, and we recovered since the 60s happened. And now that's not happened. You're more careful than any generation now that you're not working with your kids to teach them. And I mean, you sit down and say, let me teach you about life. Here's how you deal with things. Here's how you deal with a bad crowd. And in this passage here, he's talking about a way that they are in. And if it's 15, it says, my son, walk in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their path. In verse 19, so are the ways of everyone that is of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. So they have a way. First of all, it's their way in this passage. Their way, and then verse 9 says, the ways greedy. And so you see the ways there. And in this, what I want to teach you about today is a lot of your decisions and a lot of things in life, a lot of choices you make will be made by the way you walk in, not by individual decisions that you make. The way that you walk in will many dictate the decision you make. Many times with very troubled people, I cannot get them to make enough good decisions in the way that they're walking them. I've got to get them in a different way of life. I've got to just say, you know what, we need some breaks in your life right now and to change your whole way of life. Because if you don't, you're going to constantly be in these terrible, terrible decisions you have to make. And so here's somebody who's walking a bunch of really bad friends. And my roommate is this way, and my best this way, and my girlfriend is this way. And boy, she is this, and he is this, and he is causing this problem. And boy, the police came in into our house, and it was my roommate, and they arrested me because my roommate had drugs, and I really wasn't drugs. And then my girlfriend, you know what, got all my money, and she says she still loves me and wants to be with me. And she's pregnant now. And I said, there's not enough fire extinguishers for all there is in your life right now. You've got to change the way that you're in. There is a way of life. Listen, if you get your way of life right, instead of trying to put out individual fires, and say, well, I have all those fires, it's probably the way you live, not that you're not very smart. It's a way that you walk in. And if you look at the same chapter, and there are so many verses on this in Proverbs, in the way you walk. And like it would be like this road here is a way that I'm going down. It's a path that you're on. Proverbs chapter 1, and watch it contrast these. 31. Therefore shall they eat fruit of their own way, be filled with their own devices. For the turn of the simple shall slay them, prosperity of fools shall destroy them. Whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Whoso hearkeneth unto me, wisdom is talking there, will be dwell safely and shall be quiet fear of evil. When I tell stories of people that are got out of troubles, and you might not be involved in that person in the knower in church or whatever, and you might say, man, that sounds so chaotic. My life just isn't that crazy. I don't. It's because you're in a different way. And a certain good way leads to blessing and security and dwelling peacefully. And a certain way, no matter how smart you try your decisions, a certain way leads to disorder, chaos, and misery. And the whole lesson today is you will choose the right ways of life more carefully than you choose individual decisions. Your life will be very simple, and your way will make most of your choices. And let me give you some points in the Proverbs. I'm going to be all in Proverbs today. There's other verses around the Bible, but I don't really have time to them. There's so much in Proverbs. Number one, if you walk in the wrong way, some consequences. All you usually choose wrong. If you walk in the wrong way, you choose wrongly. Why? Because there's so many things. When I was a Christian, and this morning's message is going to tie into the school lesson. They're kind of tied together. When I was first a Christian, I did change my way, but I wanted to change my morality. And can I just tell you, it didn't work very good. And I had one year of when I became a victorious Christian of wandering. And we'll talk more about that this morning. And I remember being with friends many different occasions. I remember being with my friend who went to where they bought their pot. Went to that place. And I was in the car with them while they're all getting high. Well, guess what happens when you're in a car with people who are getting high? The windows rolled up. You do. And I said, I'm not doing that, guys. But it didn't matter because I was with them. And guess what? If the police would have come, guess what would have happened? Because I was in the way with them. I remember then, it wasn't long after, I said, I'm not going to drink anymore. But I was still with my old friends and in the old way. And I'm not going to do these things anymore. And I'll get it. They got a case of beer, and they handed the beer through the window. And I was by the edge of the window, handed it to somebody else. Hand me another, hand it to somebody else, which I shouldn't have done, by the way. They're going to hand it to somebody else. Well, I was out of people to hand it to. Handed me another one. I handed it to somebody else, and they're all these things. And they handed me another one. You know, I'm ashamed to say, as a baby Christian of just a couple months, I drank the beer that day because I was too embarrassed because everybody else was drinking around me. Why? I was in the way. And when you're in the wrong, you usually make the wrong decisions. That's why a kind of drug rehab program, or AA, or alcohol will tell you, you got to get your friends. You got to kind of things around because the same way brings the same. Next, you are prone to do wrong. You see this in Proverbs 1. He says, not only don't do them what they say, verse 10, says, my son, if sinners entice thee, consent that I don't do what they tell you to do. But the rest of it says, don't go in their way because you'll be pressured to do wrong. And everybody said, look, universally, let me tell you the universal things they say about themselves. Number one, everybody, peer pressure doesn't affect them. Everybody says, peer pressure doesn't affect me. Yes, it does. I am loner of the world. You're a loner who can be happy thing all by himself and is very extremely stubborn. But you know what? I am much likely to to do something wrong this while I'm in church than I am if I was sitting in a car. If I was at a concert with bad music, I was somewhere in a place of temptation. Listen, if you're in the wrong spot, you usually choose the wrong way. If you're a plus and you're in the wrong kind of place, you're going to look with. And if you're in a good place, you don't have to worry about much because you're pressured to do wrong. If your friends are constantly pressured to do wrong, and you're in the wrong way. If your friends are pressuring you to do right, you're with the right people. I want people who will raise up. And that's the way that'll do that. Next, the way, that way, if you go your own way in the wrong way, it will go into destruction. Look at Proverbs 12. Wrong way, if you walk in the wrong way, it will guide you into destruction. Proverbs 12, 6. The righteous is more excellent than his neighbor, but the way of the wicked seduceth them. The way of the wicked seduceth them. Many times I understand people, and I've been there. Many times I look at somebody who's having a life of not victory, and I just say, you know what? I were in your shoes, around what you're around, I don't know if I'd do any better than you. There's a lot of places in life that if I was constantly attacked and constantly pressured, constantly in a situation where a temptation was thrown in my face, I wouldn't resist. I might for a little while, but eventually. And realizing that, so what do? They just can't be strong enough? No, they've got to change the way of life. The direction of their life. I mean, who they're around, what they're doing, what their priorities are. And that Proverbs 16. And then your way of life makes decisions for you. Proverbs 16, we're saying that the wrong way will guide you into destruction. 25, there is a way with right unto a man. The ends thereof are ways of death. And certain ways of lead to destruction. Certain ways of lead to poverty. Certain ways of life lead to misery. And certain ways of life lead to blessing and a good life. And it's a way of life. And if you'll get the way of the direction of your life right, you will have guidance in a bunch of little decisions. You will be not so in darkness. Number two, one, if you walk in the wrong way, bad things happen. Number two, there are ways that are good and bad. Let's go back to verse two. There are clearly ways that are good and bad ways. You follow what I'm saying here? I'm trying to explain a way. Follow me? Nod? If you don't, shake your head. It's okay, I don't mind. Do you know that? Understanding the whole lesson today is certain ways of life make most of your decisions. If you're in a say, who should I marry? It is a much easier decision if you're living the right way. You don't meet the person to marry. And a bunch of good people. And it's choice, you know, A, which is perfect, B, which is really good, or C, which is not bad. You ever seen someone who hung around the wrong crowd? And they went out and they got married, got pregnant or whatever, and you could have done a lot better than that. You ever seen that? And you say, but you know what? In the crowd, they're around. I've seen some very, very good girls go with some very bad losers. And that wasn't an idiot. But if she was around a good crowd and some decent men, she would have chosen a good. Her way led her to that person. That's what this whole lesson teaches you. There are clearly ways that are good and bad, but there are two. And verse 12, to deliver thee the way of the evil man, there, the way of the evil man, and him that speaketh forward things. Verse 20, that thou walkest in the way of good, and keep in the path of justice. Like Psalms 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of God, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the scornful. Listen, this is amazing to say this. Do you know what? You can be influenced for bad in a bad church. And you know, if you get in the way of a good church, it influences you tremendously for good. The way of a good man, the way of an evil man. There is just a lifestyle, and there's just a situation. There's a crowd, and that's what it talks about in one, about that crowd of these sinners who influence you. And these ways come with consequences. Look at verse 20 of Proverbs 2. That thou mayest walk in the ways of good, keep the path of righteousness, for the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it. But the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and transgressor out of it. Obviously, there's consequences to a good way and a bad way, consequences to that. And there are grace. One of the things when we used to Chicago, we used to go to the roughest of the rough areas. I mean, just the side of Chicago, and we would bring the church who came from, I mean, well, bad places, and I mean bad homes. I can't tell you the stories, mixed crowd of how bad those homes were. One of the things we had to do, we had to get them out of Chicago, and their neighborhood, and their public school. Our church is very big. We had a school just for the bus kids from Chicago to go to. It's called Citus. And we would have 300 or 400 there who were kids from Chicago. As soon as we could get them out of that culture and their homes and the gang and the drugs and the wars and the public schools, the shootings in school all the time, and the vulgarity and the nastiness, and just take a kid who wants to do what isn't strong enough and can't, and by the way, getting beat up by the gangs every day because he went to the gangs. We had to get him out of the way. We just had to. And when we did, boy, those kids are in the ministry all the way now from that. We had to get them out of the way because there's bad consequences. There is a way of good that makes blessed and happy, and there's a way of evil that ends miserable. Look at Proverbs chapter 2 and verse 8. He keeps the path of judgment and preserveth the way of saints. Chapter 3, verse 23. Then shall thou walk in thy way safely, a foot shall not stumble. Chapter 4, verse 18. But the path of the just is as a shining light. There's a path that he's on. This shineth more and more the perfect day. Chapter 10 and verse 20. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright. That's a way of life. The way of the evil way ends miserable. Chapter 4 and verse 19. The way of the wicked is as darkness, and they know not at what they stumble. That is so true. Listen, folks, those who are, if you have a broad spectrum of people, you know people who have no idea why life's so miserable, and it's pretty clear to you. But it's like, and those in the wrong way don't know. If their way is darkness, they don't know what to stumble at. And then chapter 7, Proverbs, and verse 27. House is the way to hell, going down to the chambers of death. Her house is the ways of hell, going down to death. Listen, if I would have tried to be a good Christian and keep my life and hanging around the same crowd and doing the saints, where what happened is I changed my way to God's way, and I began to go into church and be involved in ministry. I literally looked different, acted different. I my hair, I had long hair, and believe it or not, and I cut my hair, and I changed the way I talked. I changed my whole way of life, and boy, my friends started making fun of me. Man, goody two shoes, choir boy, they make fun of me. And by the way, I still get with those people. It's hard to contact them. Facebook has helped me find some of them I couldn't find. Others are in jail. We chose that way of life, and one of my friends, Roman, he served, and we changed our way of life together. Not just our morality, but our way of life. All my old friends, I would have turned out like them if I was in that way. And they didn't turn out good. Most of them have been divorced. Most of them have kids from different cities. Most of them have spent time in jail. Some of them have drinking problems. I love the guys. But you know what? I know where their way of life and my way of life leads. I know, listen, in my own family, I watch different ways of life and what happens to them. And the way of a transgressor is hard, the Bible says. And their way ends miserable. It's just not a good way. Next, we would define a way as a lifestyle. If I could explain that, if I could just define it simply, use the word lifestyle the way Proverbs uses way. This is the way I walk in, lifestyle I walk in. And in a certain lifestyle, it does these things. Let me illustrate this. Here's a good Christian. By the way, let me illustrate. I know people who are in a lot of trouble as young men, and they got trouble, and the courts mandated they go in the military. And those people turn because they got a totally different way, the way of the military. Now, this is changing. The military kind of had you just in a different way of life. Now, it's not more moral than what you and I are living in, but to a kid who's growing up in trouble and getting arrested all the time, he's going to have a way of discipline. Okay? And many of those people, once they saw it and look back on their old way, they said, that old way's not, when I get out of the military, I want to live a discipline and character, and boy, I can see used to be what a punk I was, because their way changed. And that happened. In a good Christian, when your way of God and the way of the you get up on Monday and you're busy. You go to work, diligent at work. You come home, you spend time with family, and you do good. You don't have a bunch of bad stuff in your house that's going to get you down. And you pray the Bible that day. And Tuesday you do the same thing. And Thursday you go to church and you hang around some church. And maybe on Saturday you go sitting and witnessing. And Sunday you go to church and then more church at night. And your whole life's busy a certain way. Where I used to live like that and work with God, who got up, who came, who on Sunday morning was over day. And then Monday they'd get up and they'd drag themselves to work and they'd go mess around and do some bad things on Monday. And Tuesday they'd go around and they'd stop on Tuesday night. And Wednesday they'd go and they'd mess around and they'd watch a bunch of bad things on TV. And today was their day to fight with their wife. And their whole lifestyle kind of went with just trouble. And I worked with these guys all the time and listened to them gripe about how miserable life was. How terrible life was, how mean their old lady was, and how terrible it life is, and how I don't have any money. Did you know, no matter how much money somebody makes, if they have a bad lifestyle, they won't have money? It doesn't matter. You'll be around very wealthy people, and you'll have a lot of money because they drive a nice car and have a nice house. They are flat broke. They just don't have any money. Why? Because lifestyle. And that lifestyle is just, it just wore out. And a person who hangs around with that stuff. Next, many people cannot see their own way. This is very, very important. Proverbs chapter 4. Maybe one of the most important parts of the lesson is that many people cannot see their own way. Proverbs 4 and verse 14. The way of the wicked is darkness, and they know not at what they stumble. Verse 14. Funny if it wasn't real lives, but I just know some people that just... How many of you know somebody whose life is in constant disorder and chaos and it's never dawned on them? How many of you know people like that? It's like, why does this always happen to me? And 652 times and you say, because the way of people who, it's very hard to do your own way. Most people are tunnel. I'm living this way and this is happening to me. They never step back and look at their life and say, let me look at my life, what direction it's going in, and what maybe why it happens to me. Maybe I'm not the unluckiest person who's ever lived. Maybe the way of life brings this upon me. Very few people can do that and have the wisdom to do that. And in Proverbs 14, verse 12, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Proverbs 21, it seems right to you. I would teach this lesson. I could teach this lesson to 1,000 people and sit here with people in church. And two of those people are people on the wrong way whose life is a disaster. And they say, yeah, man, that's right. I'm stupid people, man. They don't even know. And they would not know it's them. Because your way is right because we justify what we do. Whatever you do in general human nature, the Bible says every man will blame his own goodness. We justify what we do. We don't want to feel like idiots. So if things don't go out right, we blame somebody else and say it's the way I'm living. It just happened bad luck. And because it's hard to see your own way, and there is a way which you unto a man. And we don't have you do not have the wisdom to live your life in the wise way. You need the Word of God, and you need the Spirit of God. Your mind is not intellectually smart enough to do the right way. You don't know what's going to happen in 15 minutes. In Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 2, every way man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord pondereth hearts. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes. Very few people can do, if you go back to Proverbs, very few people can. Proverbs chapter 7. Very few people are able to really see their own life with clarity. Many people can't see their own way. Proverbs chapter 1, chapter 7, verse 1. With her fair speech, this is the wicked woman, the loud and stubborn woman. Proverbs 7, a strange woman who is an immoral prostitute and a very immoral woman. And a dad warned his son about it. By the way, his son wasn't wise enough to choose the right ways, so he gave his son insight into different ways ahead of time. And in Proverbs 7 and verse 21, it says, with her much fair speech caused him to yield, and with the flattering of her lips she forced him. He goeth after straight ways, an ox goeth to slaughter, or is a fool to the correction of the steps, till a dart strike through his liver, as a bird hastes to the snare, and knoweth not that it is for his life. Hearken unto me now, therefore, ye children, attend to the words of my mouth. Let thine heart decline from her ways, go straight from her path. For she hath cast many wounded and slain many strong, and many strong men have been slain by her. Her house is the way of hell, going down to the chambers of death. Next, wise people see a picture of their way. Proverbs 14. Wise people see whole picture of their way. Proverbs 14. The great verse, verse 8. The wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the folly of fools is deceit. Very people. I mean, if I could separate just like Proverbs says fool, which know what to do and don't do it. Simple, which is the average person who just doesn't know what's wrong. And then the wise. And there's many other people in Proverbs, but those are the three basic ones. The average person, even in this right now, you might not be on the way and on the wicked way, you may not have the wisdom to be able to see your own way. And it says a wise, a prudent man is to understand his way. You say, how do I understand my way, whether my way is a good It's a bunch of things in Proverbs teach you that, and I'm not going to teach you all those things right. Number one, it's attaining to wise counsel. Do wise people think your way? Well, all these people who, authorities, and I mean all these people who know about God, they keep telling me my way is not right. I know what they're talking about. Okay. You have a way that seems right unto you, but the end of the way is death. If many godly people agree your way is not good, your way is good. There is a way which seems right unto man. You have to understand you cannot see the tree sometimes in life. Number two, what is your way working? If you read Proverbs, it says, if you walk in this way, these things, if you walk in this way, these things happen. And you say, you know what? I think my way's right, but the consequences keep on being bad. Man, I've talked to people who've been married 4, 5, 6 times, and they will tell you, you know what? I got married, that person just changed drastically, and they just messed around with me. And it never dawns on them. 5 or 6 tries at marriage, and you keep getting divorced, there might be an issue with your way of being married. I'm nice, I'm kind, I'm good. Nice women in droves do not leave. Women in droves do not leave men who treat them real well. Maybe, I don't know. Here's a person beginning to get it would say, this is a fifth wife who's left me, and I do not know what I'm doing wrong, but obviously I'm doing something wrong. There's hope for that person. A person says, you know what? I'm a disaster. Again, I'm in debt. Credit cards are racked up, and this is like this. I'm in financial trouble again. I do not know what I'm doing, but obviously I'm doing something wrong. That is a person who can understand their way and at least have hope of grasping. But a person who says, you know what? Just keep on doing this. Keeps happening over and over and over. Listen, if you live wisely, your life goes pretty good. You might be persecuted. You might get some disease somehow, but in general, it is not chaos, disorder, everything falling apart, your family's terrible, your finances are terrible, everybody, your relationships are terrible. That is, happens to people who walk in the right way. It says, the wisdom of the prudent is to understand his way, but the fool is a folly of deceit. If the certain thing you don't like constantly happen to you repeatedly over and over, well, everyone disagrees with me. Everyone misunderstands me. Everyone doesn't like me. My boss is firing me. The wisdom says, let me understand my way. You will go, and I promise you this, if you're in a cycle of failure and life, misery, and you go to wise people in your life and say, I must be doing something wrong. What doing wrong? You'll be shocked. They'll know. Your parents might be the person, your pastor, some good Christian friend, but they'll be able to tell you're doing this, and if you can be wise enough to not get angry, you can get on the right path. But that's just the way it goes. You have to see that how your way is on and how it is going. Wise enough to see the way others lead. Wise people look, and they see patterns of life. Proverbs is a book of patterns. And if wise people... wise enough to see, by the way, how many of you in the room, you had either a parent or an uncle or aunt, and you watched them and said, I a stupid way to live, I'm not going to do that. How many of you did that? Okay. That is much easier way to learn. And if you're wise enough, most people isolate people. He did this, this happened to him, it just happened to him. Wise, watch enough around them in life and say, I have patterns here of people, and most of the time when people do this here, this happens, I'm going to learn from that. That's what Proverbs does. It's a book of observations and a very observant person. Does every single person's alcohol ruin their life and have terrible destruction? No. But is there a pattern? Yeah. Does every person meth end up being a meth head and destroyed, and have a person who does cocaine? Listen, there are people who are work cocaine addicts and you don't know it. Okay, good. So I'll be an addict. Well, generally, cocaine end up the same way. End up with the same patterns in their life. Generally, those who marry a certain person have a miserable marriage. And patterns, you see those, and why people see the way of others and under different ways because of that. Next, when your way is clearly chosen, you avoid a lot of trouble, temptation. You know, it took me, once I decided to change my way and I really changed my way of life, did you know that a lot of temptation didn't come to me anymore? I wasn't near my friends, the drugs and the alcohol weren't coming. You didn't have a person, you live a different way. And you know how many people now ask me to go with them? Very few. You know how many people try to give me bad things? As a matter of fact, you know what? Well, now that people know my way and those who know my way around me, they even apologize and they cuss the time. They know what way I'm on. But if they know what way you're on, they'll offer you and tempt you. And listen, a Christian, none of your friends should try to hook you up with an unsaved person. They should already know you don't date unsaved people. They shouldn't, you know how many people ask me to do something on Sunday anymore? None of them, because they know what way I live. They know I'm not on Sunday to go do something with them. They know Sunday I go to church and hang around Christians. And when you do that, people know your stand. That it avoids a lot of temptation. Next, don't walk in a foolish way. This is the point. Don't walk in a foolish way and accept the benefits of the wise way. This is extremely common. I'm going to go do this, and then say, why did this bad stuff happen to me? Why does it answer my prayers like they answer your prayers? Why doesn't God bless me like he blesses you? Why doesn't my wife love me like your wife loves you? My husband love me? Why don't my kids... How many people raise kids in the world's way and are shocked when kids turn out worldly? I mean, they watch... the kids just watch the regular TV. The kids don't go to church. They just do regular things. And they expect their kids to turn out for God. Because they'll do, you ought to serve the Lord. Do not expect to get the benefits of the godly way and the right, which are many. The way that passes the shining light that shines more and more into the perfect day. It gets better and better. That song keeps getting better and better. Oh, Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. Many people live lives that aren't good lives and do things that the wicked do. Do things, they follow the same recipe. And can I tell you? Here's a recipe. And this is a recipe for peanut butter and pickle pizza pie. And boy, you mix up peanut butter and pickle pizza pie. And you take it out and you take a bite and say, this does not taste like chocolate cake. This tastes like pickle. Because that's what you were putting in there. That's the recipe you followed. And many people follow the recipe and they think, I'm going to live this way and get God's going to bless me. God bless my life. You're in the transgressor, and the way of a transgressor is hard. And then they get mad at God with the audacity. Say, God, why is my life not going well? Why is this going so hard? Why, Lord? It's not fair. God isn't treating me good. Pastor, I don't think God's fair. I'm looking and going, you got exactly what you made. Don't expect the benefits of the right way when you walk in the wrong way. Why would you expect joy? Following God's pattern for joy. Why would you expect peace in life when the Bible says, all over Proverbs, if you walk in this, you have chaos and disorder. Why would you expect to get your prayers answered when you're following the pattern to get your prayers answered? Do not expect anything, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall also reap. And if you will walk in the path, you can expect God to bless it. And if you walk in the way of a transgressor, the way of a transgressor is hard, and ends the ways of death. Do not walk in a foolish way and expect the benefit of a wise way. You're going to get the way you walk in. And don't think you're going to get really lucky. It's gotten bad, folks. It's so bad. 10 years ago, it was bad because whole generation was raised on television and video, literally. And they were at the point where they thought they're going to reset button in life and everything was going to work out. And they could not deal with their consequences. And they thought, oh, it'll just work out. What foolish decision they made. They did that. And boy, that was terrible. Now, I don't know what has happened somewhere in the last 8 or 10 years. People expect, and this is so terrible, so awful, and it's breaking my heart right now, people. People, nowadays, it's not the video game mentality as much. You know what it is? It's somebody's going to be out mentality. It's either the government or my dad or my relative. I might do things, but somebody's going to come in and take this away from me. I might get pregnant and everything, or she might get pregnant, but you know what? Somebody's going to come take care of us financially. The government will do it. I go do this, but somebody's going to, the doctor's going to fix if I do it. Folks, can I tell you? If you're relying on the government to take care of you in life, or some program, charity, can I tell you, as the head of a charity right now, trapped. And the government's broke. And you're going to have to stand on your own feet with your decisions. You can't take away stupid decisions. You ruin your life ruined. Well, I want to hear something positive, Pastor. Okay, but deal with as many consequences of people I do. You need to tell people the truth. If stupid decisions, you're going to have stupid consequences. And you're going to have to let them until you're 70. Not easy. And you expect blessed and benefits when you walk in the way of man, you're going to be reawakened. And it's not, folks. So if you will get the right path, it makes most of the decisions for you. Know what? That's just not what I do. I don't do that kind of thing. I'm on this path here. And people get to know you, and most of your decisions made, you don't have to choose every time. How many jobs are eliminated because the path walk on? I'm not tender. I'm not going to sell drugs. I'm not going to work on Sunday. I'm not going to serve alcohol. I'm not going to go to cuss. I'm not going to go where I'm going to be that drags me down all the time. I'm not going to work in an adult bookshop. I got a bunch of things that make my decision for me. My way makes my decision for me. You see what I'm saying? I don't have to make a decision on every single thing. And I think it makes it much easier and simpler when you choose a way of life and get underneath that way. Let your way guide you. Be guided by a godly way. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I thank you for the chance to teach, Lord. Great truth, Lord. I thank you for it. It's all over there in Proverbs. And I pray you'd help us understand our way. And decide if it's the kind of way and help us to be in the right kind of way of life, Father. The life that adds benefits and blessing and brings no sorrow with it, as your word says. We thank you for it. Pray that you would guide us in our lives and choose the right ways and have wisdom to see our way. We pray in Jesus' name.